feeling grounded, connected to the earth, feeling your feet or legs. Touching the earth or the cushion. Feeling your bottom connected, grounded, rooted, stable. Feeling your hands touching your lap or each other. Sensations in the hands, the warmth, the coolness, the stability, the touch, the contact points. Feeling the breath moving in and out of your abdomen. With each breath, getting more settled, grounding even more so into this body, feeling embodied, feeling the body from the inside, moving the center of gravity from your head, if it's there, down, down, down to your belly, lower belly. And grounding through the feet and the legs. Connected, rooted, well rooted. Always beginning with grounding, rooting, embodying, settling into the body. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind your easy, dear being, in image or felt sense, whatever works for you. Allowing the presence of this being in your mind's eye. To be in the foreground. And notice what that brings up in you. Maybe it's a feeling of safety, care, affection. Maybe a smile shows up on your face. With this feeling of metta. Arising, metta arising. And maybe you find after these days of practice, the phrases naturally arise too for you. Just a sense of goodwill expressed, care for this being. Now, as metta is flowing towards this dear being, allow yourself, this being that is you, to step in also to this flow of metta, giving and receiving. It's just a field between the two of you. You're both receiving their care, letting yourself receive it. While feeling care for them. You are both receiving and sharing goodwill. As if you're sitting in the field, the two of you are sitting in this field. Keeps going back and forth, holding both of you. Sent and received, received and sent. Let it feel, invite it to feel effortless. It's just happening on its own. Like a magnetic field, this metta field, you're just sitting in it, being sent, being received. Just resting, not working too hard, just resting and feeling it. Your heart center. As the organ, as the center. Of receiving and sending. See if that works for you, or what can work for you. You're welcome to be creative. Maybe it's your whole body. Or maybe just your heart center. Whatever works for you, let your body be relaxed. As if the metta is flowing on its own. The goodwill, friendliness, it's just there. It's just there. Could be subtle, and that's fine. Trust it. Just subtle. Trust it. Now I would like to ask you to invite your neutral person into this field of metta, into this field of goodwill and friendliness. As their image or felt sense arises, sharing your goodwill with them. as you share it with your dear being, they are not so different. Your dear being, your neutral person, and yourself. You're all beings born out of causes and conditions, just wanting to be happy. Experiencing life, this human life on this planet, with its ups and downs, 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. Worthy of goodwill, worthy of care, of friendliness, just simple metta, universal metta. And now I'd like to invite you to welcome the person you have some challenges with to this circle, to this field. Them too are not different from anybody else in your circle already. Welcome them. Welcome them with friendliness. Come sit in this field of metta, including your dear being, your neutral person, the person you have challenges with, and yourself. Letting it be easy, letting your body be soft and relaxed. Just sitting in this field of metta and care, goodwill. As if you were just all sitting together and having tea. Just a friendly gathering. Where there is goodwill, there is just a shared sense of goodwill. Very simple. It's just in the air. It's just in the space. Not forced. Not even overwhelming. Just assumed. The little kind tea party you've invited these three people, and you've also invited yourself. Please, dear one, I am welcome too, to my own care. And now let's expand, knowing that this field of metta is actually larger than just including the four of you. And invite, gently invite all the people sitting in this room to also be sitting in this field of metta with you, feeling goodwill, feeling this field of metta that you're in, that is being recycled through your heart, through your body, naturally, feeling it expand to fill this room that we're sitting in right now. Thanking your dear being, neutral, the person you're having challenges with, thanking them for having primed your heart with metta. Now for the field to be expanded. Radiating. Touching everyone in this room. Everyone in this room. No one left out. No one left out. All the beings in this room. Not just all the people, but all the little critters that we don't see in this room. Them too. Letting the friendliness, this field of kindness radiate out. Radiating out of your heart center, middle of your chest. Touching everyone, every single being. It's effortless. And as it flows out, maybe like rays of sunshine. It touches you first. You are included in your own metta. And it touches everyone, regardless. Unconditional goodwill. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you have ease. letting yourself feel. The metta, the goodwill. Expanding further. With all the people in this area. All the people in this town. May they all be happy and well. May all the beings in this area be happy and well. Expanding further to all the beings in this state. All beings in any condition, any state, in the state of California. And then further out. All the beings, whatever their state may be, in North America, expanding further, North and South America. All the beings in any state, whether medium, short, or small. And again, let it be flowing on its own, not so much you're pushing it, as if this universal metta is just being recycled, moving through your heart and going further, being expanded. It's just happening on its own. You're just witnessing the friendliness expanded. And all beings on planet Earth. And all beings on planet Earth and beyond, radiating kindness to the entire world. Unbounded. Seeing all the beings that come in contact with your metta in different categories. All the beings that fly in the sky. All the birds. May they be well. May they be able to happily take care of themselves. All the bees. All the insects flying. All flying beings. In the sky, may they all be well. May all beings that walk on four legs, may all beings everywhere that walk on four legs, may they be well. May all beings that swim in the sea, in the oceans and rivers, may all beings be well. May all beings that hop and slither and crawl, may all those beings be well too. May all beings that walk on two legs, may all of them be well. May all beings that are born, may all beings that are to be born, not yet born, may all beings be well. May all beings, seen or unseen, whatever their size might be, from the tiniest creatures to the largest ones, may they be well. May all beings who are awake in the world right now, may all the awake beings, may all of them be well and enjoy well-being in whatever they're doing in their wakefulness. May all beings who are asleep right now, resting, may all of them be well. Radiating goodwill to all the beings in front of you, to the direction that leads to the front, all the way expanding from your heart. Whoever is touched, and beyond and beyond and beyond, all the beings The rays of metta beaming from your heart center in the front, touching everyone who comes in contact. May all of you beings be well. All the beings to your right side, as if the beam of metta now specially is moving to your right side and comes in contact with any beings extended. Shares wishes of goodwill. The delight of all the beings behind you and your back. Feeling this metta extended, this goodwill extended behind you. Wish for safety and ease. All the beings that are behind you in that direction. Extended, expanded. All the beings to your left. Expanding. All the beings above you in the skies and beyond. Your goodwill showering up to the skies. Joyfully. And the feeling of goodwill. Below you, underneath. Expanded, the beams, rays of goodwill, friendliness, downward to the depths. Feeling of metta, wishes of metta, goodwill, friendliness, beaming out naturally in all directions, expanded, unbounded, immeasurable. Touching with goodwill. Any being that comes in contact with, may you too be well, may you too be well. Letting yourself be breathed, breathing in this field of metta, in and out. Relaxed, soft, resting. Letting the metta glow on its own and you resting in it. The rays touching you first as they flow out and touching everyone and everything. Everyone and everything. So we have arrived at the last category of all beings. And this can be a very joyful category because you walk around and there are birds flying. Oh, may you be well. And you see a bee, may you be well. So it can be very expansive, very expansive. You walk by someone in the dining hall, oh, may you be well. Or when you're sitting, maybe wishing everyone in the dining hall who's eating with you. It can be very joyful. It's a really fun practice. But again, like all the other practices, don't push it. Don't force it. I have to, you know, have goodwill for everyone. It's not about that. It's just, you set the intention and you do the wise effort and then you don't push it. Wise effort is setting the intention, doing some work to direct your attention in your mind and your effort, but not pushing it. So learning wise effort is part of this practice. How much is too little? How much is too much? And yes, this can be a lovely, joyful practice. And to say that while, and feel free to be creative, there's so many ways to practice this all beings category. So many categories you can have, the directions, north and south and east, west and northeast and southeast and up. And, you know, there's so many ways to practice this. And it's just, these are just tools. These are tools to just to make it brighter for you. There are also categories of being seen, unseen, born to be born. Just you can create your own categories. All of those beings born on a Monday, all the beings born on a Tuesday, you know, just whatever. You know, all beings in this kind of a circle, all beings who have dark hair, all beings who have no hair, all beings, you know, you can just make up your own categories. So be creative. It's just kind of like what helps you visualize and see beings in any state. And if you happen to find yourself, again, similar to other practices you've been doing with the other categories, sometimes when you turn your mind to, say, people in a particular category, if there is some difficulty, if they're suffering, then it becomes a compassion practice. Maybe, say, you're going through the regions and say, oh, all the people in Middle East, may you be happy. And all of a sudden your heart feels like, oh, there's so much strife and suffering. Like, oh, so it becomes a compassion practice at that point. So, and that's the appropriate response. It's not like, oh, push it away. It's like, okay, it becomes, may you be free from your suffering. May you be free. So you can decide if you then want to switch to compassion practice and stay with that. Or if you want to say, okay, you bow to that category and say, you know, I'm still building my metta muscle, and go to another category that is neutral for you, beings that are in neutral state. So you have agency deciding what you're ready for, what you want to practice with. There are no shoulds in this practice. It's about cultivating your heart. And also, this morning's in the instructions, I did it more in the sense of radiating metta. That's another way metta is practiced. And there could be phrases or no phrases. So again, you have agency to try out just the radiating. With or without phrases. Phrases can help support, can really help support. So depending on where your practice is right now, if it's really solid and stable and metta is flowing and the phrases drop, that's fine. But if your mind's still going here and there, stay with the phrases, because that phrases can support the stability of this practice, of the continuity of the concentration.